Welcome to the election and the kingdom. You're listening to the third of five special episodes that will help you stay grounded in the truth of the gospel during this U.S. election period. This is not designed to tell you how to vote. Instead, it will guide you to turn to God in this season and be reminded of His power, presence, and purpose for us, His people, and you, His child. As tensions swirl around you, regain perspective and calm your soul in God's word and prayer. Take a break from the news and the infinity scroll of social media. If you are able, go to a quiet place, turn off your notifications, and let's meet with God. First, take a moment to pause and make ourselves present to the God that is present with us. Be reminded of His grace and peace that are with you today. Psalm 8. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Amen. Whether you have the privilege to vote or are affected by the results, anxiety and concern about the unknown are common. It's easy to let our emotions carry us to places that we never intended to go, while it is hard to bring them under control. Allow the words of Paul to the Philippians to soak deeply into your soul today. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Our anxious heart is often driven by a need for control. However, walking with Jesus is a process of releasing control and trusting Him with what we can't. Even in the things that we do have agency over, we act in trust, as so often they don't go as expected. While Jesus commissioned His disciples, He reminded them, as He reminds us now, that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Although it may not always feel that Jesus is over all, including governing authorities, we rest in knowing that while Jesus is not the head of an earthly state, any power and authority that a president, prime minister, or monarch possesses is only given by our sovereign God. And just as He can give, He can take away. N.T. Wright and Michael Byrd write, "Yet the God of the covenant, while He might use these kings for His own purposes, would never let them have it all their own way." Come November 6th, whether you feel like you have won or lost, this too will pass like a wave on the shore of eternity. But God and His kingdom, which we are citizens and servants of, will last throughout time and the renewal of all things. God is in control. Jesus is King. You are a part of His family. Let us quiet ourselves and pray to God, who is above all things. Almighty and sovereign God, we regain focus on You, the author and the one true authority. Keep my soul, my heart, and mind in loving union with Yours, that I may not get swept up in the schemes of man, but in a tree in bloom of the fruit of the Spirit, of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, for Your honor and glory. Amen. Go now in the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ and be His carrier of hope and love to our world in need. See you next Wednesday.